The Ramah brings down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Tzadi Dalad. Ramah says, "Ve'ein omrim tachron mechilat rosh chodesh sivan at shmonabo dehainu achar yisru chag." The Ramah says we don't recite tachron from rosh chodesh sivan, which is this Wednesday, till after the 8th of Sivan. So Yontif is the 6th and 7th. The 8th is yisru chag. After that, to say tachron. But then the Mishnah Berurah mentions in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are some places that don't say Tachanun until the 12th of Sivan, and then the Sharei Tshuva brings down some places don't say Tachanun until the 13th of Sivan. So I thought I would go down each, it's really a lot of different issues with these days with Tachanun. I thought I would go down, break it up by segments, and discuss what's going on. So Rosh Chodesh, we know, is Wednesday. That obviously we don't say Tachanun, we never say Tachanun on Rosh Chodesh. Then the 3 days before Shavuot, now the first day of Shavuot is Monday, so the 3 days before will be Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday are the Shloshet Yimei Hagbalah. So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said before Matan Torah, V'higbal Tata Harasav Yiblei Mor. You should demarcate the mountain. Don't go up, it has Kedusha, but it means that these were days of Hachana, days of preparation for Matan Torah, time they couldn't have intimate relations with their wives, and it's a time of Simcha because they were anticipating the giving of the Torah. So those 3 days, we're not going to say Tachanun as well. Then we have the day between Rosh Chodesh Sivan and the Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah. Rosh Chodesh is Wednesday, and the Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah begin on Friday. That's Thursday, so that's called Yom HaMiyuchas. Yom HaMiyuchas, there's different ways to translate it. You could say the day that has yichus, has pedigree. You could say the day that's connected to the other days, but and it could say the day of like yichus for us. So there's different hesbeirim. Why is it that we should not say tachanun on Thursday? It doesn't seem to fit into any category. So the Magen Avraham brings down, he says that's the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, V'atem tili mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. You're going to be mamlechet kohanim, a kingdom, they say, a priest, but it doesn't really mean priest. It means you'll be a nation that spreads Torah. You'll be like Or La'amim, like a light to the nations. You know, is the words of Yeshayahu HaNavi. In other words, and a goy kadosh, and a holy nation. That's one aspect. And then we could also say, and the Ruch HaShulchan, he combines a lot of these reasons. He says you could also say that it's nestled in between two areas of Kedusha. I have Rosh Chodesh and I have Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah. The Gemara says in Masechet Tanit, the Gemara has different holidays, not like our holidays. They have different holidays during the calendar, and one is Hol Mutal Ben Shnei Yamim Tovim Asu Kiyom Tov Atzmo. Sometimes you have a day that's nestled in between two holidays, it itself becomes like a Yantiv. And then the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that this day, Thursday, is also the day that will be Yom Kippur. It means Yom Kippur this year will be on a Thursday. So the only thing I could say, it's interesting that, I don't know if this is perhaps what he means, but Yom Kippur is the time of Luchot Shniot. Yom Kippur is the time that we got the second Luchot. So it kind of like nestles it all together. it kind of joins it all together. Now, there's another idea, and this is brought from Rav Srila Rizhin. He wants to say that like the greatest like fulfillment and simcha for a person is when he doesn't see any significance in himself. He only sees significance of what came before and what follows. In other words, it's more of an idea like in Hasidus. In other words, like my parents and grandparents were Rebbeim, and my kids are Talmidei Chachamim. I don't see myself as being Chashuv. And like people say, oh, my father is this, not the other. So I don't view myself as Chashuv. I view the people before me and the people after me as having the greatest Chashivus. So he has a little bit of a mashal. He says it was a king. He invited, maybe you've heard the story before. He has a king. There was a king. He's got a palace and a big room in the palace. He invites four artisans, each one to decorate one wall of the palace. So three of the artisans, they're busy working, painting, doing, designing, things like that. And the fourth one, he's just sitting and taking measurements. So after everyone is finished, he comes in and he brings mirrors there. And the mirrors just reflect the other walls. And Manila, that wall was the most beautiful of all the walls. So it means that's the way Al-Pi Hashkafa a person should look at himself. So it means This day, it's Yom HaMiuchas, it doesn't see any significance in itself, but the days before and the days follow. Okay, now, proceeding right along, so now we're good up through Shavuos. We have the 6th and the 7th, so we're good till Tuesday. Now, Wednesday is Isru Chag. Isru Chag is always a special day, but by Shavuos, it has a different significance, or an added significance, I should say. So, the Mechaber brings down, he says, Asur l'tanopa motzei Chag HaShavuot. The Mechaber has a special halacha that you're not allowed to fast on the day following Shavuos. And the significance of the day following Shavuos is sometimes Shavuos would fall out on a Shabbos. In our luach, the first day of Shavuos can never fall out on a Shabbos, because, when they were Mekadosh al Pireiya, it could fall out on Shabbos. Now, when the first day of Shavuos, or the day of Shavuos, well, there's only one day in Eretz Yisrael, when it falls out on a Shabbos, so there are all these, you have to, every person is obligated to bring an Olad Re'iya. They have to bring a special burnt offering in Pir in the Azara, the base of Mekdash, and Shalmei Chagiga. But when it's on a Shabbos, they can't bring those korbanot. So the next day would be a big korban day in the base of Mekdash. So the day following Shavuos is in a whole, it's Isru Chag, but it's Isru Chag plus. Then we have the week following, so the Mishnah says in Masechet Chagiga that if you didn't bring your Olad Re'iya or Shalmei Chagiga on the Yantiv, normally you'd bring it on Yantiv. If you don't bring it on Yantiv, you have 7-day period to do Tashlumen. So the 7-day Tashlumen, that would be completed on the 12th of Sivan, right? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then some want to say, because it's Sveika Dioma, so here in Chutz La'aretz, we should do it till the 13th. So if you want to maximize your Tachanun situation, or people who have that type of hashkafa, they would be clear till the 13th of Sivan. All right, that's it with the Tachanun. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I said or did? Okay, that's it. Rebbe Chaim Tetzbrach.